Welcome to today's episode of Tech Pulse, where we unravel the latest in tech developments. Let's kick things off with a major update from Apple. They've changed their App Store rules to let apps redirect users to their own websites for payments. This could reshape how developers handle transactions.
Apple's recent policy shift comes after a U.S. court ruling in favor of Epic Games. The court ordered Apple to allow apps to include features that redirect users to their own websites for digital purchases, breaking Apple's stronghold over in-app transactions.
So, what does this mean for developers and consumers? Are we expecting significant cost savings?
Absolutely. Developers now have more flexibility to manage transactions directly, which could lead to reduced costs for consumers. Apple updated its app review guidelines to comply with this court decision, which could potentially lower the infamous 30% commission fee Apple traditionally charges.
This reminds me of how Epic Games' legal battle has been pivotal in challenging App Store norms. Speaking of which, let's segue into our next story about OpenAI's ChatGPT, a tool that's taken the AI world by storm.
OpenAI's ChatGPT has indeed become a powerhouse since its launch in November 2022. It now boasts 300 million weekly active users, having expanded its capabilities significantly, including a partnership with Apple for generative AI and the release of GPT-40 with voice capabilities.
With such rapid growth, what challenges has OpenAI faced along the way?
OpenAI has navigated internal challenges, including the departures of key executives like Ilya Sutskever and Mira Murati. Additionally, they've faced legal hurdles, such as copyright infringement lawsuits from Alden Global Capital-owned newspapers.
The AI landscape is certainly competitive. Moving on, let's talk about Google's AI mode, which is expanding its reach and functionality.
Google's AI mode, initially launched in March, is now accessible to all U.S. users over 18, removing its waitlist. This feature allows users to ask complex questions directly within search, making AI tools more accessible.
How does this update position Google against competitors like OpenAI's ChatGPT?
By enhancing AI mode, Google aims to better compete with services like ChatGPT Search and Perplexity AI. The new functionality, including continuing searches, aims to improve user experience significantly.
From AI to travel, Airbnb's latest financials reveal some intriguing trends. Let's delve into that.
Airbnb reported a 6% revenue growth in Q1, the slowest since early 2021, largely due to economic uncertainties. Their revenue hit $2.3 billion, but shares fell over 5% after hours, reflecting investor concerns.
What factors are contributing to this slowdown?
Softness in travel, especially from Canada to the U.S., has impacted Airbnb. Political tensions, such as comments from President Trump, have led to boycotts and altered travel plans.
Political and economic factors are certainly influencing travel. Let's switch gears to the legal arena with Elon Musk's ongoing case against OpenAI.
A judge has dismissed 11 of Elon Musk's 16 claims in his lawsuit against OpenAI. The remaining claims, including those about OpenAI's conversion to a for-profit entity, will go to trial next March.
What implications does this have for OpenAI and Musk?
The dismissal of several claims narrows the legal battle, but significant challenges remain. Musk's claims about an implied in-fact contract with OpenAI could still impact the organization's future operations.
Legal battles can be as complex as AI algorithms. Speaking of complexity, TechCrunch Sessions AI is calling for volunteers. Let's explore that opportunity.
TechCrunch is seeking volunteers for its upcoming AI event. Volunteers gain behind-the-scenes access and receive complimentary tickets to the event and TechCrunch Disrupt in San Francisco.
This is a fantastic opportunity for anyone interested in AI. Now let's address the economic challenges facing fintech with Bench's recent layoffs.
Fintech company Bench has laid off a significant portion of its workforce, particularly in client success and tax services, following its acquisition by Employer.com last December.
What does this say about the current state of the fintech industry?
The layoffs highlight ongoing struggles in the fintech sector as companies navigate economic pressures and strive to maintain financial stability.
Economic pressures are reshaping many sectors. Let's pivot to Epic Games' latest move to launch web shops for developers.
Following a legal victory against Apple, Epic Games is launching web shops to allow developers to bypass App Store fees. This could significantly alter app distribution dynamics.
How might this affect the app ecosystem?
By circumventing traditional App Store fees, developers can offer better pricing, potentially attracting more users. Epic's move could inspire other platforms to adopt similar strategies.
Epic's strategy is certainly bold. Next, let's discuss Fivetran's acquisition of Sensis and its impact on data integration.
Fivetran has acquired Sensis to enhance its data movement capabilities, offering an end-to-end solution for enterprises. This acquisition marks a significant step in streamlining data integration processes.
What makes this acquisition noteworthy?
Sensis's reverse ETL capabilities complement Fivetran's offerings, allowing businesses to move data seamlessly between databases and operational tools, enhancing overall data strategy.
From data integration to autonomous vehicles, May Mobility's partnership with Uber is making waves. Let's explore.
May Mobility plans to launch its robo-taxis on Uber's platform in Texas by the end of 2025, expanding its reach beyond shuttles and into the broader ride-hailing market.
How does this fit into Uber's autonomous vehicle strategy?
Uber is steadily integrating self-driving tech with partners like Waymo and May Mobility, aiming to offer diverse autonomous options across different regions.
Autonomous vehicles are the future of transportation. Speaking of future strategies, Stripe has some advice for iOS developers.
Stripe has released guidance for iOS developers on avoiding Apple's App Store commission fees, providing strategic insights following the recent court ruling in the Apple Epic case.
How might developers benefit from this guidance?
By following Stripe's documentation, developers can leverage external payment links, reducing reliance on Apple's ecosystem and potentially lowering transaction costs.
Strategic financial moves are crucial in tech. Let's turn to Mach Industries, a rising star in defense tech, raising significant capital.
Mach Industries, founded by Ethan Thornton, is reportedly raising $100 million, valuing the company at around $470 million. This funding will support their innovative defense projects.
What makes Mach Industries stand out in the defense sector?
Mach's development of vertical liftoff vehicles and edge-of-space technologies, coupled with its strong investor backing, positions it as a formidable player in defense innovation.
Innovation is key in defense tech. Now let's discuss Peacock's initiative to train TikTok creators for original series.
Peacock has successfully trained TikTok creators to launch original series blending traditional media with social media influence. Four creators will debut their shows on May 19th.
How is this initiative transforming content creation?
By leveraging TikTok's creative talent, Peacock is tapping into a new generation of content creators, potentially reshaping the landscape of digital media.
The fusion of social media and traditional media is fascinating. Finally, let's wrap up with Apple's financial outlook amid tariff challenges.
Apple CEO Tim Cook announced that tariffs will add $900 million to Apple's costs in Q3. Despite this, Cook has not announced any immediate price increases for Apple products.
How might these tariffs impact Apple's future pricing strategy?
While Apple absorbs these costs for now, ongoing tariff uncertainties could eventually lead to price adjustments, affecting consumer pricing and market strategies.
Tariffs are a complex issue for global companies like Apple. That's all for today's episode. Stay tuned for more tech insights next time on Tech Pulse.